welcome back. And I'm going to make a wild, crazy guess that you have not yet, but are about to press the button that says publish, Tim, because we had our first day yesterday of the convention. What do you take of the convention and all the hullabaloo about some of the words or phrases that appear very similar between the speech of Melania Trump and the speechwriter
these clowns are going to do everything they can to make Trump and his family and anybody around him look bad. Here's the bottom line. Trump is the only one running and has been during the whole campaign that's seriously outside of the box, that's not part of the corrupt Washington, D.C. establishment, that's destroying the middle class, destroying America, destroying all the European and pan-European nations, and leading us to the Third World War and utter absolute death and destruction.
Right.
Now, and, you know, if you want the total death and destruction across the board, well, hop on that satanic bandwagon, and don't be surprised when you spend the rest of your eternity in hell, because you will have earned it.
And I want people to understand this. One of the things that I'm doing is I'm praying continuously to bless Trump and to stop the campaign of the monster called Hillary Clinton. We have to understand, and you know, she tries to say in her latest statements that Trump is the most dangerous presidential candidate ever because of his policies of, quote, now listen, let me finish, of getting out of NATO. Now, he didn't say to get out of NATO. He said we need to reestablish what NATO is, which means they need to pay a fair share, number one, and number two, they need to reassign their policies, which means they have to deal with terrorism. They also need to bring into NATO, which needs to become a bigger group, because they brought in nations which they told the Russians when the Russian Empire fell apart, we're not going to expand NATO into your backyard. But they did, including Poland. What they should do now is bring in Russia into the NATO agreement and change the name of NATO to a different organization to basically say we're going to declare world war on terrorism. World war, not just on terrorism in terms of Islamic terrorism, but look at the racial terrorism we have with Obama meeting with Black Lives Matter. And I have black sheriffs and other people on the air, see on Fox News and on the Internet. It's like they're enraged by the fact that Obama's meeting between one slaughter of cops in one city and another slaughter in another city with Black Lives Matter when they're marching down the street. And it may not be all of them, but it's a lot of them. They're marching down. What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now. And they're marching down the street. And I'm watching this video. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. And Obama, that should be grounds by itself to impeach the maniac. Why are we letting him even campaign with another criminal, Hillary Clinton, who should be gone to jail already? You know, my campaign for her is, you know, orange jumpsuit for Hillary in 2016. She needs to go to prison. Okay? And she has the judgment to the way she handled her email scandal and all the lies about her foundation. That's why 30,000 emails disappeared, because they don't want to know about all the dirty deals going on with her foundation and all the crazy stuff that she's done, using the State Department as their ATM card. And the fact that they're trying to say that there's parallels with the speech of Melania. Melania is a first, what I call, well-spoken, properly caring first lady, probably since the wife of John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, and just like Jackie, she is a babe. Go ahead.
Right. And not just physically. She speaks five languages. She is a brilliant businesswoman. And
yeah,
she carries herself well.
She was a multimillionaire before she met him. So.
Right. So you got to understand, we're not talking about a bimbo. We're talking about a brilliant, good-looking woman who's got her together, okay? And she's there saying, hey, I know this guy. You're going to really like him. He's going to exceed even your expectations for what he's going to do. And he's not a racist. He's not a misogynist. He can work with anybody. He can make a deal, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I have got, and I'm just hitting that publish button right now.
I know,
now,
that's why I was pushing you with my first comment to say,
well,
okay,
I'll tell you, it's hard to keep up anymore.
Are you kidding? Don't even assume you're ever going to keep up, Tim. You're just going to try to publish the best articles out of the mountain that are coming in every day.
I've been doing this, well, let's see. I was, of course, going to do the third Millennium Global News national television news. And then my wife was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and I canceled everything last minute. But after she died, about a year after, I put on some video news for a while. And then, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, I started with my news blog, and I've been on your show, I'm thinking, what, maybe 6 years?
I think it's longer now. I think we're up to, what, 8 years?
Well, whatever. Yeah, time. You know, the years fly by. But anyway, I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm used to news cycles and slow days and hectic days. But I have to tell you now, we're in a new phase, and it's a very dark phase. Virtually every day now, there's something really serious going down. It's either in Europe or in the United States. Or Turkey is the latest thing. Turkey, by the way, it's just nuts. He's fired thousands and thousands of school teachers, professors. It is total tyranny. And if he didn't cause the coup, if it wasn't a fake coup, a la the Nazis when they burnt their own parliament building, the Reichstag, so they could take over. He's certainly using it as the basis for that, even if he didn't cause it. But this is a major step to Albert Pike's Third World War between the Muslims and the Christians. Let's look at.
I want to ask you a couple questions, Tim. And you're a military expert in this. Turkey has, what I've heard, the fourth rated largest military on the planet. Is that true or not?
Well,
they got a damn big army.
They have a
lot of hardware and tanks. They even have, by the way, do you know they have a contract to build the M1 Abrams tank, an older version of it, that's built there, and they have the best, listen to this, best armored personnel carrier made outside the United States on contract, even to NATO, is made in Turkey. These guys are serious, okay?
Except the new Russian one is light years ahead of it.
Oh, I'm sure, but I'm trying to tell you is there are no slouches. They put a lot of money into
it. Actually, they make, if you're a gun collector, there are two companies there that make a really great 1911 type 45 that are about $300 and some. I mean, it's a great deal. They're them and one outfit in the Philippines. But anyway, I've hit the publish button just on a couple major stories.
Right.
And let me read you the two stories. Family of four are seriously injured in a knife terrorism attack in a small town in the French Alps. Now, guess the first name of the man that attacked them. He attacked them because they were scantily
clad. That's it. I'm going to first guess the first letter. Starts with M.
Bingo! Muhammad.
Muhammad.
And they were all injured. Three were injured. The 8-year-old girl is fighting for her life. Now, this is a brave Muslim warrior who attacks four women. Well, a woman and three girls, and just about guts and kills the 8-year-old. Now, this is a brave man. And
Let me ask you a question. What business does
that happen today?
I heard that the Swiss were actually blocking immigration. What business does a Muslim potential terrorist, and he is a terrorist now, doing in Switzerland? Why is he there?
No, he wasn't in Switzerland. He was in the French Alps, right near Switzerland. Okay. Here's the other story.
Well, France has been nuts, basically.
Late yesterday, let me tell you the story. Very nice 17-year-old gentleman from Afghanistan, a refugee who's been in Germany a few months, enjoying the German taxpayers' money, food, shelter, and everything. He decided that, I don't know what he decided. Hell, you know, who knows what these idiots think. He picked up an axe on a train in Germany and attacked, I think, four or five people. One's in really bad shape, and the others were injured. Quite a number of people ended up going to the hospital from shock. Of course, the cops did manage to shoot his ornery butt, but anyway.
Did they kill him or just shoot him?
I think they killed him, but killing would be far too good for him. But anyway, So now we're seeing, every day now, either in Europe or here. Now there's one really good common denominator, a fellow by the name of George Soros, who has been pumping money into all these refugees flooding Europe. And guess what? Dear old Georgie, who, by the way, is a front man for the Rothschilds, one of their chief political operatives. Dear old Georgie, and by the way, yes, he's Jewish, but yes, he was involved in killing and supporting the Nazi murder of Jews in Europe. So he's a real sweetheart. But this kind of individual is also pumping money into Black Lives Matter, along with Mr. Bloomberg and the leaders or the principal owners of Google. Now, why aren't there arrest warrants out for their Henri Butts? Why is Google still doing this crap?
Actually, I've changed their name, by the way. Did you know that I should register it? Because I think it's appropriate. I wanted to take one of the G's and give a D. The first G is going to be changed to Godgull. Do you like that? they think they're the cyber god, actually. And need to be taken down some notches. If Google is going to take their millions or billions of dollars and put it into things to do political manipulation for evil and terrorism, they need to go down. They need to realize the law is not just for the peons down here at the lower class. It's for these rich mega billionaires, too.
Well,
they need to
realize, I'll tell you, and now here's something that our listeners should do. You see, there are all kind of laws about conspiracy, about promoting murder and promoting attacks against the state. And I mean, U.S. Patriot Act alone, the people that are funding Black Lives Matter should be arrested under.
Exactly. And by the way, they should arrest Obama for being our teleprompter reader in chief, actually meeting with him. The very fact that he energized these maniacs that are saying, what do you want? Dead cops. And when they say, when do you want them now? How can you meet with, as a president, a terrorist organization that's actually saying we want dead cops? And well, how about, I saw this black sheriff saying on the show yesterday, how about Blue Lives Matter, which is cops about black, yellow, brown, whatever skin.
They call it Blue Lives Matter.
Right. What about Blue Lives Matter?
But let me finish. Okay. Now, there are, in the United States, 50 states, and each state has laws similar to this. Right. You have a county prosecutor or district attorney, depends on the state, where they call them that, in virtually every county in the United States. In Louisiana, they're called parishes, but whatever. Okay. Now, and in Germany, we have a lot of listeners in Germany, in the United Kingdom, etc. There are prosecuting attorneys, and they're called different things depending on the jurisdiction.
Right.
But there are local laws, state laws, provincial laws, as well as the national law. If the politicians at the national level are too corrupt, when you start getting down to the local level, this is where the people begin to have some influence. And I want to tell you, if you have anybody in your community that's pushing Black Lives Matter or is pushing letting these assholes in, I shouldn't say that on there, I'm sorry, letting these delightful gentlemen in, the so-called refugees into Europe, and supporting them, you need to go after them under the existing laws in your area. You need to contact your prosecutor, and not just you. You need to go to your church, get a group of people together, go to your buddies that you might go out to drink with or bowl with or any number of things, and get a group of people together, and then as a group, go down in person to the office and say, look, they're operating in our area. They're operating here. There's a Black Lives Matter operation here, or there's a group pushing the entry of these military age Muslims from North Africa and all over Arabia, and they're raping our women. They're destroying us. We want you to prosecute them under the existing laws, and we won't accept no. We want it done now. We pay your salary. And get off your butt and do it. And if these, and I'm talking about Jar Soros and the rest of these clowns that are funding it. Go after the top people. Don't just go after some peon. Go after the top people. Follow the money. That's the key. Follow the money. Go after these people. And if Jar Soros starts getting, 50, 100 arrest warrants from all over the world after him, and demanding under treaty obligations that whether he's hiding at in Europe, that he be arrested and extradited. Then everything changes, you see. Or Mr. Bloomberg is sitting in New York, old Mr. Big Shot, you know, with all of his billions of dollars.
Yeah, Bloomberg really is a pain. He's the same idiot who was going after different drink sizes for soft drinks. Trying to legislate that you couldn't get over a size of drink. It's like, this is a control freak maniac. This guy is psychotic.
Yeah, and he's giving all this money to Black Lives Matter and they're marching in the street kill cops?
Hey, you know what we need to do? Why don't we set up a website called Let's Jail the Psychotic Billionaires?
Why not?
Let's jail a psychotic billionaire.
It's funny they did it on
Bastille Day.
To prevent this stuff. If I went out and did this, what do you think would happen to my fat butt? I'd be looking through the bar saying, can I have a lawyer, please?
The thing they did on Bastille Day. Remember when the royals were acting really bad to the regular citizens and starving, you know, let them eat cake kind of garbage? And the citizens turn around and say, you know, we have guillotines in the garage.
Organizing that, by the way. Did you know that? The Rothschilds were behind the French Revolution.
Oh, I know that. Here's the point, though. The point is that they had to, there was a real situation going on there. By the way, this happened after a lot of volcanoes were released in Greenland and Iceland and in Norway, in the Arctic Circle.
There was famine occurring in the land. Due to atmospheric
effects. So it wasn't just the Rothschilds. There were geoclimatic things, which are, by the way, happening again right now. These geoclimatic dangers are happening, and the globalists want to ride the back of these geoclimatic changes, and they don't want to fix it using space-based or satellite-based weather modification technology we've used to weaponize the planet. No. In fact, some moron, actually was Igor, I call him Al Gore, is now saying that HARP is causing global warming. This guy is a certifiable moron.
Oh, he's changed. It's not the sun, not the tarp. Okay.
You know what? Igor, shut the hell up. I don't want to hear another word out of your so-called pseudo-environmentalist mouth.
His father was a United States senator, and followed by him, and then he became vice president under that wonderful leader, Bill Clinton. His father was a chief political operative for Armin Hammer, who was this Jewish-Russian oligarch who was the go-to guy for the capitalists in the West to the Bolshevik communists in the Soviet Union.
Right.
By the way, those delightful gentlemen in the Soviet Union managed to kill between 80 and 100 million people. They far outdid anything that monster Adolf Hitler, who was one-fourth Rothschild, did. I mean, we're talking about evil on top of evil on top of evil. And anything Al Gore says, considering his track record and his father and him and all the stuff he's been involved with, I wouldn't trust that SOB as far as I could throw him. He's nothing but a lying snake. And that
gets really bad. Tell me your real feelings, okay?
No, I can't. We're on the air.
No, you can say it, but you can say it without using expletive deletives.
I think lower than whale poop.
How about this? Why don't we use pathological terms like we use if we're doing an autopsy? Okay, so
he had what my late father would say, high floatus. You're a medical expert, high floatus. You know what high floatus is?
Yeah.
Turd floating above the heart.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah.
In other words, he's so full of it. You know, all these guys inside that box. Now, I have people that are friends of mine, and they don't particularly like Donald Trump. They think he's a hustler and everything. I say, look, it doesn't really matter if you think he is a hustler. He's the only person that has consistently been talking about bringing back our factories. You know, it's kind of like when the Pope talks about cleaning up the church, but he doesn't end celibacy. I say, hold it. Unless you're prepared to do that, don't even bother talking to me. I don't want to hear it because it's all BS. Now, if you're not prepared, if you say you want to help this country and you're not prepared to bring back the 60,000 large factories that we shipped overseas to third world countries and then gave the corporate owners tax credits, if you're not prepared to do it, you're not interested in helping this country. This country cannot survive with its citizens flipping hamburgers at McDonald's or stocking shelves at Wally World. It just won't work. And you're seeing the death of the middle class here in the United States, in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and all across Europe.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune trouble.
This is Tim Alexander, Lawrence Sterling. Dr. Bill will be just back with us in just a second. We're just discussing the nightmare that we in America and in Europe are now experiencing. Things have really changed even just from a month ago. We're now deeply into virtually attacks every day somewhere in Europe or somewhere in the United States. We're witnessing the situation where the existing political leadership, most of them, are so corrupted, so bought and paid for. They're facilitating a war against us. They are not protecting the European people or the American people. And it's just a nightmare. We literally have had two mass attacks, two massacres of policemen. In Dallas and Baton Rouge, and we were set up by the media. They made the event that one of the events that supposedly triggered all this in Baton Rouge. Some innocent black guy was attacked by cops. Well, one, he wasn't innocent. He had a rap sheet as long as your arm. He was armed. He was going for his gun, and that's why he was shot. He was carrying a gun illegally. They're trying to incite a race war to divert attention as the economy collapses more and more all the time. The American middle class is somewhere between dead and dying. And you have this Hillary creature who is an insider, who has always been a part of this destruction of America and has facilitated it, running for president. We've got Donald Trump running. Some people don't like him. I like him. I'll tell you, but even if I didn't like him, he's the only person that's outside of the box that is talking about the reforms necessary to save this country. And if we're not very careful, these idiots will get us into the Third World War. And no less a person than Vladimir Putin has been vehemently saying this. And he doesn't want a war, but he's saying that the people in power are driving us there. And this so-called coup that happened in Turkey, it may have been a real coup.
It's in my back.
Okay.
So, what topic are you on?
All of it, Turkey. I was just talking about Turkey, but
yeah, that Turkey.
Go ahead. You're back. Your show.
Well, no, I want to ask you a question. Do you think it's a false flag because it has an awful lot of marks? Like it looks like it was stage managed, doesn't it?
I don't know. Yes.
If not, it's like because the military be stupider the way they run everything and how quickly the head of the military capitulated. It doesn't make sense.
They've had a number of coups and attempted coups in Turkey going back for several decades.
You think they get it really good.
His internal security forces are very tough, which means it's very difficult for his admirals and generals to get together and organize something. So it is possible that they rolled the dice and failed.
Right.
I know at one point they had his private airplane in target. The F-16s were locked on, and they didn't fire to shoot him down.
Right.
All I can say is he was a monster before. Now he's showing his true colors. I mean, it's right out of Adolf Hitler's playbook.
The thing that makes me particularly concerned is this coup, supposedly, that's going on. It's going to consolidate this Muslim direction away from the secularized Turkey that's been in the past.
Of course.
And just like
it's
Iran, for example.
It's a major step to the Third World War.
Remember I mentioned on a program a few weeks ago, I had a contact with a gentleman from Iran who actually was Kurdish. And he quoted specifically his agent who actually said that in a video that he saw while in Iran that the CIA said to the previous leader of Iran that he was going to be removed and they're going to bring in the Ayatollah Khomeini, and they had made a signed deal with the Ayatollah to actually Islamify Iran, and they're removing,
That kind of goes, well, you're talking about the Shah of Iran, and that's kind of
the Shah was removed by the CIA, and they put in the Khomeini, they put in the Ayatollah Khomeini. And people don't need to understand this. They Islamified, so you wonder what kind of deals, who's behind the scenes happening, stage managing this?
Well, who is exactly it?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase 2 family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy 2 family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my
Welcome back. I want to mention a little story here sitting at the top of Drudge right now. Why didn't Drudge stop Trump? Of course, I like that article. It talks about the Drudge effect. But then also it has a twist on the top here. It says, Megan twists the knife. Roger Ailes harassed me. Megan Kelly has a personality disorder. When she first was meeting with Trump, she was so vicious and had this look like she could just do something to him violent. It's like, why do you look like that? You look like you're ready to kind of just have a seizure on this guy. And eventually, they actually had to tone her down and say, you know, if you're going to be the go-to girl to deal with, the election stuff for Fox and doing all the Fox News coverage, you got to stop being so extreme. I turn on CNN, and I get a more balanced picture than freaking Fox. Fox is, to me, and they always bring on one person that says good things, and they bring on somebody that's a totally idiot. And Megyn Kelly is an idiot, okay? And I don't know. Roger Ailes asked her for a date, he'd harass me. It's like, excuse me, does this need to be in the public news? We do not want to hear about it.
Let me give you a little background about probably one of the things that led to Megyn Kelly and people like her getting their jobs. when I was setting up the what was to have been the Third Millennium Global News, it was going to be 5:30 Central Time, you know,
right,
to compete with ABC, NBC, CBS, National News. And I had coverage everywhere except Alaska, Hawaii, and I think one little rural area in North Dakota. But anyway, let me kill this. I was talking to all the main suppliers of studio equipment and so forth, and back then it was a lot of money because, for instance, if you used a virtual set technology, you were talking hundreds of thousands. Today, it's
hundreds,
$100 or less.
Yeah.
Okay, I mentioned to some of the people that who I was looking at hiring, the Duchess of York. Wanted to be one of my two co-anchors. I was trying to get JFK Jr. He was still alive back then. And I said, I'm going to have a lot of reporters out, but there'll be a high percentage of really good-looking young gals. They'll be intelligent, no bimbos. But I said, you know, if they're going to be on the air for a few seconds, I want them to be, you know, very attractive. There'll be some good-looking guys on the air, but and that got passed around to in the national news business, and I noticed after that Fox started hiring all these babes, and I think it came from me. I hate to admit that, because I would never have put someone like Megyn Kelly on. And I think, by the way, the floor shots that Fox does, he shows these gals with their legs. They all have good-looking legs. I think that's disgusting. That's kind of like a Cleavey shot. That has no place in the serious news. You know, you know, it's all right to have someone that's attractive. The face looks good, because if you're going to look at a face, I'd rather be looking at an attractive right. face than a non-attractive face. But the leg shots are despicable. And I think he took my idea and ran with it, but, you know, in a rather twisted way. And I really have to watch myself, because I basically gave the Israelis this idea of their wall, and it was part of a broader plan that was designed not only to protect Israelis from terrorism, but to a long-term peace for the Palestinians and for them. They took the one part of it and twisted it. And in another instance, when I sat down with one of Israel's top generals and I told him what Saddam Hussein could do with his al-Hussein, what we called Scud missiles,
right,
and FAEs, fuel air explosives and stuff, and it was about a year after that we had the Gulf War, and
you have to understand that Saddam Hussein was selected on the streets of Baghdad by George Bush Sr. He actually wrote, this is written, by the way, in open documents, that Saddam was picked up by George Bush Sr. in the streets of Baghdad to be the next strongman dictator. Do you know that? It's totally a CIA operation, okay? People have to understand this, okay? That's why when I see this rising of the caliphate in Istanbul of this maniac Erdogan, who has the largest built palace in the history of Earth. Did you know his palace is the largest palace? Than the Versailles palace?
Yeah, bigger than the Hofburg in Vienna. Bigger than
the Versailles.
Palace.
Yeah, but there's nothing comparable. I mean, this guy is a megalomaniac, crazy man.
Well, the king of Saudi Arabia a few years ago built a really enormous palace, but not even that big. And some friends of mine, the Cargis's own Cargis Furniture Company, they've since sold out. The firm that bought it kept the name. But they were doing the most expensive hand-carved best furniture on Earth. Nobody was in their league. And the king of Saudi Arabia went to my friend's father, who I knew. He was alive then. He was president of the company. And he had such an enormous order for this mega expensive furniture, they had to turn it down, because he said, I can't cut off Beverly Hills and all the rest of our operations, because it would take a year or two just to fill his order. The kind of money that some of these people spend, and remember, I almost bought Blake King Hussein of Jordan's jumbo jet. When you actually see some of this stuff in person, you say, oh my God, I mean, this is unbelievable. The king of Saudi Arabia, the 747s, which he has several of, are no longer big enough. He picked up a couple A380s, the Airbus Super Jumbo Jet, and so did a couple of the princes in his family. It's quite a bit bigger than the 747.
Right.
I mean, they're sitting on pools of oil that are just under the ground. They pump it out, and it's worth untold billions of dollars. Saddam Hussein had over 100 palaces, each of which, my God, who knows how many tens and hundreds of millions of dollars each palace was. Now, I've seen pictures of the inside of them. To me, they look very gaudy, everything in gold and marble. And of course, many of the people in their countries are still running around, you know, on donkeys and all this stuff. But the people at the top, it's thuggery. And quite frankly, there have been very few Muslim countries that are well-run. Jordan was a little bit, the Jordanian royal family actually wasn't too bad. But most of these countries, they're a joke. And it goes back to not the Arabs so much as the Muslim culture, that Muslim religion. I have known a number of Muslim Arabs and a number of Christian Arabs. And I have to tell you, the difference is the difference between day and night. The Christian Arabs tend to be very settled, very well educated, very good people. The Muslim Arabs I've known, they're not necessarily bad people, but their culture is twisted.
Well, I'll give you an example. I walked around Jerusalem back the first time there in 1992. And we were on Friday morning walking around the old city, and it was Friday. We didn't realize it was a Muslim holy day. It's the day before Sabbath. And this guy walked up. It's the day you're supposed to give alms to people if they put their hand out and they're Muslim. And this guy started yelling, "Bakshish, bakshish." I'm thinking, what does this mean, bakshish? You know, put his hand up. And I was like, what is he?
You should have shook and say, thank you very much.
And I'm thinking, is he trying to sell something? Maybe he's got something interesting I'd like to buy, you know? And then all of a sudden he whipped out a knife. It's like, bakshish. He's looking at it like, you better, tourist, give me some bakshish or there's going to be a knife in you. And all of a sudden one of my, this gentleman showed up, Nikola Saliba, who's a stonemason for the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Russian Orthodox Church on the Temple Mount. And he walked over and interfered with this guy because obviously he had a weapon on him. And he said, you know, get out of here, boy. And he was a Christian, Orthodox Christian there, and these Orthodox Christians aren't passive, neither are the Jews. The Israelis there don't put up with garbage. The fact that there's a wall there, you saved a lot of lives by recommending a wall. Not saying the wall is a total solution to the.
A lot more lives if they take the rest of the recommendation.
But by the way,
friends don't believe that, but I it just so happened when I got the letter from the Prime Minister of Israel, a buddy was with me. I said, looky here. And he read it, and so some of my friends know that I'm very serious about this story because it sounds like a made up story. But
it's not. I know it's not. We talked about it many times, but here's the point: when Trump talks about the wall, and they make fun of him, saying he's going to block the wall and he's going to block. Look, we need more rapid immigration. We need people that are from Hispanic, that are strong family people, that are Hispanic, come here. But they need to come here legally. We need to vet them to make sure they're not terrorists or criminals or have a criminal record or murder. I remember seeing actual cases where vehicular homicide, and I was involved with taking care of these cases, where an illegal would commit murder with a vehicle or an unstable load on a freeway in Colorado, they would be deported and come back for an exam to another company within a month to get a matricular card from the city of Denver. So we had repeated felons and vehicular murder homicide where the same character would show back up and nothing happened to them. They didn't go to jail. They were just deported back in a month with a new matricular card. So when people say, Dr. Deagle, you don't know what you're talking about, you don't have a right to argue with me. You don't have a right to open your mouth. This is facts that are incontrovertible. I live through it, okay? So you have to understand, a wall, let me finish, the wall's not going to stop the whole problem. It's only going to stop a small portion. When Trump gets in office, he's going to discover arms of his government that are importing the drugs to the inner city. Large C-130s with the U.S. military and Air Force bringing these damn things into Aurora Air Force Base or other airports, and the FBI and the Department of Injustice and the CIA bringing the damn drugs in here to the tune of up to $2 trillion of commerce per year from Central
and
South America and Afghanistan.
You know why the Clintons get along so well? They were partners in Arkansas because that's where the CIA was flying in the drugs under first President Bush. Clinton was the governor of Arkansas.
Right.
And there's a guy that lives up the road here. I know people that know him. He was one of the pilots.
Right.
And, you know, remember the stories about, you know, and the kids that happened to see it and they were killed on the railroad track and all
right.
this stuff? The Clintons and the Bushes were in bed making money on importing drugs to poison Americans. And to destroy, by the way.
And the nerve that Hillary is running for president when these people were these drug lord criminals, and she has in the kitty to try to get elected $2.5 billion. Now, where do you get somebody spending billions of dollars from all over the world, right, to get a $1 million job, really?
Well, even more than that, and these figures are about 10 years old, but, you know, there's a statistical average of how many days a congressman spends in Washington, D.C. He goes home on weekends, and they get, I think it's like 40 or more trips home on the taxpayer's dime, wherever they live. If they live in Hawaii, they fly to Hawaii, where on our dollar. Okay. Then they have several vacations a year. But it comes out 200 and some days a year a congressman is in Washington, D.C. Now, 10 year ago figures, so
right.
the amount is much higher. A congressman, senator Moore, but a congressman had to make, on average, had to take in $50,000 a day in donations for every day he was in D.C. Now, I would say to you that there is not a prostitute on the face of this earth who makes $50,000 a day. And our congressmen are selling themselves. That means that in Washington, D.C., in the hallowed halls of our House of Representatives, and, of course, the Senate, because they make even more, we have the best-paid whores on earth.
Right.
And I don't say that to be crude. I say it to be actually truthful. And we have allowed the situation, and again, it goes back to the American public sitting there blind, dumb, and stupid, watching sports, watching the Kardashians and all this crap on TV and not keeping up with business. We have allowed, you know, it used to be, oh, sure, politics has always been crooked, but the money went under the table, and if they get caught, they went to prison. Now they have, you have political action committees. Everything's on top of the table, which means the dollar amounts is dramatically increased. And, I've talked to Jimmy Carter one-on-one two or three times. Well, one of the things that he, and I never voted for him, but I have a lot more respect for him now that he's out of office than when he was in office. Well, one of the things he said, the American so-called democracy has now become basically an oligarchy with unlimited bribe money. And that's sadly the truth. It's just these guys go up there and it's money, 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 money. And ask yourself, the viewers, how much money have you given to your congressman, or if you're in Germany or France or UK, you're a member of parliament, whatever. Most of us haven't given anything, or if it has, it's a very small amount. But these guys are raking in 50 and more grand a day. Well, where's that money come from? It comes from, unfortunately, more and more, the Khazarian mafia, the global banking cartel families. They have infinite money. They control the Federal Reserve. And
they print
bank.
It.
They print their own money. So I can print my own money. Hey, yeah, you think I might have, you know, a little bit better house and
Tim,
maybe an airplane?
I remember many years ago, I used to play the game of Monopoly. We're teenagers. This is like, you know, 50 years ago. And 40 years ago, let's say,
in the
Yeah, but anyway, imagine, I remember one time, we had one of the kids who managed to get some Monopoly from some other game, and he had it stuffed underneath his seat. And all of a sudden, he pulled out, and he's buying hotels, and he's like, where did he get all his money? And when we caught him, I'll tell you, it was not pleasant
like
what happened. It was not pleasant what happened to the kid, okay? It was really unpleasant. So, You know, the fact is that the global bankers are getting caught, and we have their proxies out there, like Hillary Clinton, like, you know,
George Soros,
like all these characters that are out there, billionaires and trillionaires. In fact, they think, oh, you're just a billionaire, man. You're more than a millionaire, but you're just a billionaire. We're trillionaires. How's that?
Yeah, 100 million is a waiter, you know, to these guys.
Yeah, and here's a situation. I use this analogy, and it's like the screw tape letters, you know, where you have a discussion between a minion and Satan, and Satan's trying to tell the minions that, you know, it's one thing to own a billion. It's another to own a trillion. It's quite another to own the banker that owns the trillion. It's quite another to
Rothschilds
own...
Rothschilds are estimated to be worth, by the way, $500 trillion, the entire family. That's T. That's the T word, trillion.
Yeah, but remember, they're owned by a higher-up called Satan. And Satan owns their carcass.
And so, eternity will not be good for them.
Yeah.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Coming up tomorrow, we have Harley Schlanger on the first hour and Tex Mars on the third, and we're talking about the Holy Serpent of the Jews.
Wow, that's quite a combination.
Yeah, and Holy Serpent of the Jews. Leo's Outline Zagami on Thursday, and of course, my son Matthew on the first hour, and Fridays is regularly on. Ann Morrison, our blog with science on twyland.info. And want to get your questions and health issues in. A couple of announcements and prognostications. First is, of course, we have specials all the time. If you go to the NutraMedical.com front page. A few months ago, I instituted a policy where only our basically regular customers, even physicians, if you're not regularly using the products yourself, you don't get access. But everybody can email and get a consultation. Now, if we've had a few times where people ask for other people, don't do it. Don't waste your time. I'm not going to do a response. You have to have the person who wants the help to contact me, and I will do it free. And not only charge for time when I start getting inundated with records, or they want medical legal response, etc., or they want me to review medical records, labs, x-rays, and give them medical and other advice. Now, I network with clinics all over the world because I'm one of the professors, and I want people to understand this. We need your support regularly ordering nutraceuticals exclusively from us, not from other people. And don't make medical decisions without contacting me. For example, if you are taking, your doctor's giving you things for your blood pressure and suddenly adds another drug, run it by me and I'm going to go, oh my God, I have an OMG moment. Do not take this or you're going to get XYZ bad stuff happening.
Well, that's why I asked you, and I'm very glad I did.
Right. It's going to save my mother-in-law.
I want to tell you, you carry a very good line of very high quality.
Yeah, but it's also having the tool sets. You have to have the tools and have to know how to use the tools and integrate them with medical care, surgical care, scalar biophysics, hyperbaric oxygen, all kinds of other things, including state-of-the-art peptides and other anti-aging molecules that are medical grade that can only be available to doctors, not Yahoos out there. And if you hear all these Yahoos trying to market their XYZ garbage, don't listen to them anywhere, okay? Radio, television, magazines, whatever, don't. You want to get well, contact me. And if you don't get well with level one care, we'll go to level two, three, four. Be patient. You're trying to take a serious condition, let's say like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or degenerative hip problems. And if you think you're going to take two or three out of five things that are recommended on level one care, and you think you're going to have a miracle happen, Jesus can heal you without my pills. But if you want to get healed with his help, and oftentimes he's going to say, you need to listen to Deagle, he's going to tell you to do the XYZ, and if you do not level one care to level two, you're going to get well and you're going to avoid the danger of taking polypharmacy. Now, it doesn't mean there aren't some drugs that may be useful sometimes. And I'll tell you which ones are, but 80% of drugs are dangerous 80% of the time. And even if you take drugs, you want to be...
Often, by the way, studies show that your pharmaceutical drugs are effective somewhere between, for what they're supposed to be effective for, 25
right.
to...
Yeah, I'll give you an example. Different class of drugs. Cardiac drugs and drugs for the mind, like antipsychotics, antidepressants, and things for ADD, 95% of the time they're dangerous and they're going to screw you up. And we have alternatives that are not dangerous. Now, you have to be patient and you have to realize if I need to do a consult, I'm going to say, hey, your case is getting too complex. I had one email the other day. Someone's considering a stem cell transplant for XYZ, and they already have, you know, significant problems with loss of vision. I'm saying, if you want my help, I need the data. I need you to fill in my history form and do a consultation. I'm not just going to say, take XYZ or go to this clinic and boom, we're all better. If I don't prepare the soil of your body, even if you get a stem cell transplant, it's not going to take. Okay? And most of the stem cell transplant companies out there are uncontrolled, and they're giving you garbage. So if you want to get well, whether it's physically, financially, emotionally, or spiritually, we'll help you. We pray for you. We want you to support what we do so we can continue to provide this ministry. Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. First guest.
Right with God.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. MLD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Join Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.